Om Shri Sai Ram. On behalf of the entire Sai family that is spread all over the world, I offer our humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan on this auspicious occasion of Makara Sankranti. Dearest Bhagwan, we also pray to you that you continue to bless us with your grace, love and guidance like you have always done. The festival of Makara Sankranti possibly is the festival where it's most closely linked to a natural and a celestial phenomenon. It, in some parts of the country in India, it marks the harvest season, whereas in some other parts it is the beginning of the harvest season, where they pray that they get a good harvest many months down the line. But more importantly, this festival of Makara Sankranti, the name Makara that it derives, is from the journey of the sun into the northern hemisphere of its celestial orbit as it enters the zodiac sign of Makara. Every new beginning brings with it hope. And Swami always says in his valedictory message on this occasion that whatever has gone, forget all that. Today, give up all your wrong tendencies. Burn it like they throw all the old belongings into the bonfire and start today afresh. Those words always bring in us hope that yes, we can transform ourselves into better beings. Among the five elements that constitute every living organism, that is the air, water, earth, fire and ether, it is this element of fire that holds the power to transform. It burns wood into ashes. At the same time, it transforms wax into light. Talking about the power of transformation that fire can do, I am reminded of a story that is very dear and I am very fond of it each time I hear this story. Once there were a group of students seated around Swami and they happened to ask Swami, that Swami, why is it that good people have to go through so much of tests and troubles and everything? Why do they have to keep going through this? To which Swami gave this beautiful example of the goldsmith. He said, only when the goldsmith puts the gold into the fire and he alone knows to what extent can the gold be in the fire before it breaks or melts away completely. He puts it in the fire to refine it. The gold is in an impure form, and with the heat of the fire it keeps getting transformed into purer and purer form. It gets refined. But it's only the goldsmith who knows to what extent can this gold be heated up in the fire. And then so the student asked Swami that, Swami, how does the goldsmith get to know that, when should he remove it from the fire? And that's when Swami said, the goldsmith removes it from the fire only when he sees his own reflection in it. So that process of transformation begins for every student who joins Swami's educational institutions right from day one. Our goldsmith, our beloved master, all through is putting us through all these tests and making us purer and purer, so pure that one day he will see his reflection in us. In a student's life in Swami's institutions, there is no greater period of test, which is both physical, mental and spiritual, than the sports meet. And today we are also here to celebrate the valedictory function of the annual sports and cultural meet of the Sri Satya Sai Educational Institutions for the year 2017-18. Now the sports meet by itself has many tales to tell from every student that has been a part of it. So without taking much more of your time, we have a few speakers this morning. Like it was mentioned yesterday, we will begin with the faculty, and then we will have student representatives from each of the educational institutions sharing their thoughts and experiences on the annual sports and cultural meet. The first speaker for this morning is Sri B. Sai Surendranath. He's more fondly known as Sai Sir. His family came into Swami's fold as early as 1948. His grandmother from Chennai came to Puttaparthi back then. His family, four generations of his family, have been blessed by Swami. He joined the erstwhile Sri Satyasai Junior College in Brindavan for his intermediate, and he belongs to the first batch of BCom and MCom that have passed out from this university. After that, Swami blessed him to teach in the Sri Satyasai Higher Secondary School as a postgraduate teacher in the Department of Commerce. In the past 2 years, he has received Certificate of Appreciation as the best teacher and also excellent performance of his students from the HRD ministry. Above all this, he has been a very active and vibrant tabla player in the most blessed group of the Prashanti Bhajan group. And he's been there for nearly 35 years now. So without taking much of your time, I will also introduce the student speakers who will follow Sai Sir in this respective order. Miss Yogita Charia from third year BCom honors from the Anantapur campus. She hails from Punjab. She will be followed by Sri Naitik Pahuja from 12th class MCAE stream. He hails from Patna, Bihar. Then next we have Sri Gigme Wangchan Lepcha, studying in the final 5th year of the integrated MCA course at the Mudan Ali campus. He is from Darjeeling. He will be followed by Sri Manmeet, 3rd year BSc Chemistry Honours from Brindavan campus, and he hails from Sonipat, Haryana. The final speaker will be Sri Akshay Rao, 2nd year MBA from Prashanthi Nilayam campus. He hails from Mumbai. I request all the speakers to come over to the dais and maintain this order and share their thoughts with this august gathering. Thank you, Sai Rao.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Lord. Esteemed elders, my dear brothers and sisters of Sai family, and my dear, dear, devoted and loving students from all the campuses, both boys and girls, my greetings to all of you. First, congratulations to each and every one of you for putting up a wonderful, marvelous, fantabulous and breathtaking event on 11th Jan. The whole day, that was a feast for every eye. Give a big round of applause to all these beautiful students and made the event a grand success. Thank you. This morning, I would like to share some of my thoughts with you all on 3 S. First S, Sai. Second S, students. And the third S, sports. I remember 1979, my first batch, our hostel and college building under construction. We used to stay on that opposite block, and we spent much of the time here in this portico with our Divine Lord. Lots of fun, lots of wisdom, great days, glorious days, golden days in the pages of our history. On 25th December, Christmas Day, Swami gave us a beautiful big mansion and we moved on to new hostel. Once when Swami returned from Vrindavan and he asked our warden, how are the children? Are they happy? Are they comfortable? Food is okay. How are they spending their time? You all know he is our divine mother. And Swami those days usually call our wardens mother-in-law. And our mother-in-law replied, Swami, you gave everything to our children. They are very, very happy, immensely happy, full of joy. And in fact, evening time, they play for an hour and then we have 1 hour bhajan in the hostel. That's how we spend time, Swami. Wow. Pillalu aadukuntara? Yes, Swami. Evening time, they organize their own matches. Evening we are here. After the interview, Swami comes straight to us. What boys? It seems you are organizing matches. You are not inviting Swami. So immediately, shocked and surprised. Swami, Swami, please come, please come. We will play for you. Please come, Swami. And then the days rolled by. We organized exhibition matches. Volleyball match. Football match. And once even cricket match. Swami sat for 10 minutes. And then looked on the left hand side. Colonel Jogarao was sitting. Yemi Jogarao. Yemi gemidi. Naki yemi artham kaledu. Not interesting. Swami is seeing two boys between two stems running around. Rest of the boys are scattered all over the place in hot sun and watching these two boys playing. What is this game? Swami was asking. Though Jogarao loves cricket, you all have to be all the time Godside. So immediately, yes, yes, Swami, even I also don't understand this game. Only those two boys between the stems are enjoying. Rest of them are watching. Yes, yes. Lesson learned. Swami wanted vibrant, active, fast, and all the boys should be active in participating an event. Then we decided, one day we organized football match, and then Swami, tomorrow we are having football match, please come. Sure. Here in the portico, Swami is getting ready. There in the ground, the groups are ready. And before getting into the car, Swami looked at the guests. Hello. And looking at the devotees and the general public, Na pillalu, ee roju football match aadutunnaru. Andru randi. Andru chusi aanandichandi. My children are going to play football match today. All of you come to the ground and enjoy the match. My dear brothers and sisters, that was the first invitation extended by Bhagawan to guests and devotees, to all the general public, to exhibit the talent and the skills of his loving children. We, 1980 it started, today 2017, you see the scale of growth. You see the amount of change. You see the enthusiasm. You see the energy. That is our divine Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Do you know, children, why our sports meet is unique? Show me, brothers and sisters, anywhere in the world, a school or a uni, in India or even abroad, in one day, exhibiting number of events. Anywhere is it possible? No chance. Show me anywhere. Tiny tot, 6 years to PhD, sharing the same ground, showing the glory, and giving a feast to thousands watching around. Anywhere is it possible? No chance. Show me anywhere 100% of the students are part of this sports and cultural event. Everybody is into it. 100%. Show me anywhere in the world where director, principal, HOD, professors, lecturers, even attenders are part of this beautiful game show. Can you show anywhere in the world? We are given 3 weeks to 4 weeks. In this 3 weeks to 4 weeks, we conceive the idea, we concretize the idea, we execute the idea and become daredevil stunts. Is it possible anywhere in 3 to 4 weeks? This is the place. And last, can you show me anywhere a chancellor, our divine chancellor, meticulously involving himself in all the aspects, in all ways, watching your practice? He sees primary school practice, Anandapur practice, Brindavan, college, drama practice, goes to the stage and sees the decoration, decides who should sit where, the seating arrangements. Such meticulous involvement by the chancellor. Show me one chancellor anywhere in the world. Do you know, because of that involvement of our beloved Bhagwan, even today, it is still going in the same fervor. The legacy continues. Newcomers, new people, those who enter the institute will not understand the efficacy, the importance, the glory that we all, Swami, enjoy from Swami, and Swami set the standards to all of us. Swami always teaches us when we are student, boys, you must have balance of life. What do you mean by balance of life? Once we wanted to, a lighter side, once we wanted to have pole malakam, balancing on the pole. We thought that would be very exciting and we want to do it. And the coach came. He said, come on, wear your shorts and come and practice. Shorts? No, sir. Only with t-shirts and full track pant. No, no. Nowhere in the world people will do with track pant and t-shirts pole malakam. You have to come in shorts. Sir, we will get shorts if you wear shorts. It is not possible. We'll have to do only this way. Mind you, brothers and sisters, our children took it upon themselves as a challenge, and that was a spectacular event, balancing on the smooth pole with your track pant and full t-shirt. Amazing performance. Coach came here to coach us, and in return, we coached the coach that you have another way of playing pole malakam. That is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. With him on your side, nothing is impossible. You can achieve anything. Only thing is you have to decide we are in or you are out. Balancing in life, Swami tells us. What is that? One side, mind. And Swami said, other side, heart. This is basically mind is secular education. Heart is value-oriented education. And Swami is bringing a synthesis, a balance, a perfect balance between the secular education and value-oriented education. And that is why we have integrated education system. In secular education, what do? You are alone. You mug alone. You write examination alone. You are evaluated alone. You get mark sheet alone. And success is yours alone. It is between four walls. But whereas if you see the value-oriented education, it cannot happen in four walls. You need people, you need society. This is what children, for 1 month in an academic year, all of us are in one company on the fields, in the ground. Do you know what happens there? When we all mix and mingle, cooperation, coordination, courage, humility, tiredness, facing the challenges, sacrifices, love, crushing of our ego, accepting the challenge. My God, so many things happen in these 4 weeks. And this is what is very important for our life. That is what makes your life, defines your life, refines your life. That is what Swami is doing, that between mind and heart. How do you spell mind? M, IND, M, mankind, D, divinity, what is in between, in, what is in? Our stupid I, ego is in. You crush that ego, you remove the ego, then what is remain? M and D, man and divinity, humanity to divinity. This is what Swami wanted. This is what Swami is teaching us. On the other side, you see children, we have heart. What is the spelling for heart? H-E-A-R-T. H is for your heart. T is your mind. In the middle is ear. Have you any time observed God's creation? In all God's creation, ear is in between heart and mind. In all creations. See, for example, us. H-E-A-R-T. Mind. Ear is in between heart and the mind. And what Swami says, your ear should hear the heart, then your life will zoom. If your ear hears the mind, your life will be doomed. Now the choice is yours. Where you want to listen, how you want to focus, and where you want to look. A small illustration. Mind. One day one elephant noticed a buffalo running. Hey, buffalo, why are you running frantically? What happened to you? Oh, elephant, turn back and look. Those stupid fellows are catching all the cows and arresting. So what, fellow, you are a buffalo. Why you should run? You are not cow. Oh, my dear elephant, if I get caught with that stupid fellow to prove them I am a buffalo, I am not cow, I need lifetime. Like our judiciary system. So therefore I am running to save my soul. Elephant looked left and right, thought for a while. Hey buffalo, I am also following you. I will follow you. What happened? Mind game. This is mind game. Swami says, mind should never control you. But you must control your mind. Dear brothers and sisters, this is what precisely happens in sports meet. This is what precisely happens in Swami's institution. We are part of His glorious mission in His institution. Let us not miss this opportunity. Live and enjoy. Swami never wanted us to become a bookworm. But Swami wanted us to become a glowworm. How you can become a glowworm? With the values, you inculcate those values, imbibe those values, practice those values, and we go outside, you illuminate yourself. And with the light in you, throw the light to others to emulate their life too. That is why never become bookworm. Swami wants us to become glowworm. It doesn't mean that close the book. No, that is initiation. Subject, learning is initiation, but that is not the end of our goal. So Swami wants a balance between secular education and value-based education. Imagine if your mind is listening to heart instead of mind, what will happen? A small illustration, I'll wind up. One day, one of my students, Sai sir, how are you? I'm fine, man. What happened? Sir, your management class is very, very interesting, and more so the human values class, the morals, the episodes, the incidences. Wow, amazing. That is what is saving me in my life, sir. Wow, explain. He said, sir, I applied for a job and they called me for an interview. I put the folder on the table and they opened the folder and saw, wow, you are Sai Baba College student. I said proudly, yes sir, I believe that is free education. Yes sir, what is free? Education free, no lab fee, no library fee, no examination fee, everything is free. Wow, so you studied from first standard to PG? Yes sir. So 17 years of free education? Yes sir. I am ready to give you job, but on one condition. Please go ahead sir. Since you got 17 years of free education, can you work only 1 year free for me? Next year I will confirm your job with full salary. Dear children, imagine you are standing. What will you do? You have two options. One, think with your mind. Two, think with your heart. If you think from your mind, you'll say, sir, please hand over the folder to me. You catch summer bakra and I'm not the bakra for you, and you'll walk out. But when you think from the heart, who resides in your heart? This sweet Lord, our divine Lord, our loving Lord will guide you. And he said, with a smiling face, sure, sir, I am too happy to work for you free of cost for 1 year. I don't need your salary. Are you sure? Yes, sir, sure. But one condition. Because he gave condition, we also have to pose a condition. But one condition. What is it? Sir, Sai Baba gave me a big mansion to stay and study, 2 floors. But if I have to work for you, give me 2 PHK. I don't want 2 floors. Sir, Sai Baba paid my electricity bill, water bill, current bill, gas bill, everything. Sir, if you give me BHK, you pay the rent, you pay the bill, you pay the current bill, you pay the gas bill, you pay all the bills. Sir, in our hostel, ting, 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 breakfast ready. Ting, 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 lunch ready. Ting, 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 dinner ready. But when I stay in 2 BHK, please organize a cook so that breakfast, lunch, everything will be ready. I'll be on time for your office. Sir, in the hostel, sir, when I studied in primary school, downstairs my college, my classroom, upstairs my residence. When I moved on to my higher secondary school, adjacent to building. When I went to the college, I just need to cross the road. But I don't know where you are going to give me BHK, 2 BHK. Suppose if it is very far, I can't be on time. So give me a cab, give me a car. I don't know how to drive. Give me a driver. Fill the fuel. I will be on time for your job. Sir, when I was in hostel, my parents used to call me and talk to me 10 minutes, 15 minutes. No telephone bill. But you need to talk to me regarding our business affairs. Give me 1 iPhone and pay my bill. Sir, he started again, sir, and our sir got up from the chair with full of tension. Stop, 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 hold on. This is too much. I feel paying salary is much easier and economical than maintaining you with all these things. I really appreciate your academic excellence and your presence of mind. Your job granted. And the highlight, Mr. Only your Sai Baba can do all that. No one else in the world can do this. That is a statement from that gentleman. That is our beloved Lord. That is our sweet Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, before I wind up, we must thank everyone who made this event a grand success. Our Central Trust, adorable members from the Central Trust, being the backbone, supporting directly and indirectly. Without their efforts and support, we cannot achieve any event. Give a big hand to accommodation office for making our parents stay comfortable, members from the accommodation office. Don't forget people, mandir maintenance, electricity, plumbing. Without them, nothing can happen in the ground. Big hand to them. Don't forget all the doctors and nurses from the general hospital, super hospital. Without their care, we cannot be fit as fiddle on the ground. And don't forget our Dronacharyas, our students from the radio side. Amazing guys. Dedicated, sincere, loving students. They bring everyone together and they take us to different homes. We have to appreciate that. And last but not the least, our state president, dynamic state president, Mr. Chalam, and all the Sevadals, those who are, and the team, those who do tremendous job. Without Sevadal on the ground, we'll be only Dal. So therefore, we cannot do anything. We need their seva to execute our plan. Last, but not the least, all these things made possible because of our divine Lord. He who gave these beautiful groups, he who gave us this divine soul and made this annual sports and cultural meet 2018 a grand success. Give a big hand to all. And our gratitude to Bhagavan. Dear students, I still remember when Swami's chair used to be here, Anantapur girls, primary school children, and you and me, after every time we say, Swami, thank you. Swami, thank you. Isn't it? Swami is here. He did so much for us. After my 1, 2, 3 count, open your heart, open your mind. Say loudly, thank you, Swami. 1, 2, 3. Yes, yes, my dear children. Before I sign off, Swami's simple quotation, life is a game. Play it. Yes, let us play now. I will say half and you will say half. Life is a game.
Play.
Can you play a little louder? Life is a game.
Play.
Yes, my dear all, my dear children, loving students, brothers and sisters who so assembled here. Life is a game. Play it. Do you know how to play? Play it. Play it with a dedication to God. Play it with a devotion to God. Play it with selfless love to God. If you play that way, in the game of your life, you will be always a winner and you will be always a champion. Isn't it? Happy Sankranti to all of you. May God bless you all. Thank you for giving this opportunity. And thank you one and all. Jai Sai Ram. God bless you all.
Om Shri Sai Ram, I offer my pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram to one and all. Tum raah ho, hame chalna hai. Tum hawa ho, hame urna hai. Tum zindagi ho, hame jeena hai. The annual sports and cultural meet is a unique aspect of the integral system of education established by Bhagwan. The sports meet is more than a platform to realize our potential and talents. In reality, it is a culmination of an elaborate process which each of us go through, emerging victorious in learning great lessons of life. To make a love-filled offering to Bhagwan, the most important prerequisite is team spirit. Great things can be done by a series of small things brought together. The four C's form an integral part of any successful endeavor: coaching, commitment, constant energy, and caring. The perfect bending of the body and mind is witnessed by the training and sincere commitment made by each participant. The proactive energy radiated by all the teammates and the caring and sharing of the failures and successes endows each participant with a better understanding of life. The success of each performance depends on our ability to inculcate the values learned. The sports meet also enhances the guru-shishya relationship. The teachers play a vital role in molding their students to perfection. They are a primary source of motivation for them. Placing their unflinching faith in Bhagwan's unseen hand that holds theirs, the penny farthing and the half-bike riders took up the challenge of learning, practicing and performing on vintage cycles. The gallant gymnasts performed daring feats confidently by surrendering their hearts to the will of their Lord. The seraphs were encouraged to aim high by replicating Bhagwan Baba's vision of the 50th year of the foundation of our campus. The vast variety of colorful flowers that gently bloom at sunrise strike a chord of similarity with the elegant fabrics. They unfold easily with grace by blending with supreme coordination. The task force team worked hard behind the screens, employing all their creativity and energy, enabling the program to get a final touch of magnificence. The Sai Swaras and Sai Melodies played their part successfully by tuning into the rhythm of their beloved Bhagwan. Bhagwan's love, presence, and grace was felt in every single task that was performed. In the sport of life, Bhagwan is the player, the playground, and the umpire. He is the underlying current of every activity undertaken by us. He alone is the driving force that unites us to work as a team. The students consider the annual sports and cultural meet the best opportunity to express their love and gratitude to Bhagwan and make him proud. Dear Bhagwan, till now you were leading us and we were innocently treading on your footsteps. Now you have placed us alongside you. We promise you that we will strive to the fullest in becoming sturdy and exemplary torchbearers of your mission. Let me do my work each day, and if the darkened hours of despair overcome me, may I not forget the strength that comforted me in the desolation of other times. Jai Sai Ram.
Offer my most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan. Respected elders, dearest brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram to each of you. Back in 2012, a bubbly 11-year-old kid set foot inside the Hillview Stadium. Well, it was his first trip to Parthi, and it was the sports meet season, as they call it. As he entered, he was stunned. He was very happy. He saw all the performances and he thought to himself, wow, it would be fun to be a part of it, right? See the divine grace of the Lord. It was not even a wish. I won't say it was a prayer. That same person is here today to talk about how that same event has benefited his life. Such is the divine grace of the Lord. On the 11th of January, the proceedings started by the school with the Meteors event. Meteors in itself is a very unique event. When you have something as simple as ropes, and then you have two baskets on each side where the tennis balls are fixed, they created so much wonder with that simple instrument. And what I learned from that was, it does not matter what you have. It does not matter if you have big things. What matters is what you can do with the small things that you actually have. They created so much wonder, so much scintillation in the ground, so much color. Was that because they had big instruments? No. It was because they had within them the power of love. The gymnastics this year took on the giant trampoline. I went for one of the practice sessions one day and I was standing on the trampoline. Trust me, it is tough to even stand on that trampoline. And then one person next to me, he was doing double front saltos, back flips, and then going from one trampoline to the other. And I was just thinking, how is this possible? One person came to me and he told me, practice, practice, and practice is what the mantra of success is. The Blazing Rangers, 125 boys, biggest in the entire campus, on one ground, each with one flag and all with one motive, to please the Heavenly Lord. S-A-I. Sai is our Lord. They made that beautiful formation in the end and so elegantly formed that final formation with Swami's figure. The Synergy Squad, the Sai Energy Squad, adorned the ground by creating their own steps and their own formations, and then offered their steps with a beautiful garland at the divine lotus feet of our Mother Sai. Not to forget the drama presentation on the 12th of January 2018 by the school students, by the senior-most batch. It created a scintillating effect on the stage here in Mandir itself. The efforts on and off the stage were very visible. When you see something like sets, it requires a lot of effort. I have personally sat with people who have had sleepless nights thinking about what to do, only thinking about, this is my goal. I have to finish this part. And if I don't finish that part, I will not sleep for the day. That is what perfection is. Perfection for Swami is not an incident, brothers and sisters. Perfection is a habit. Perfection is a habit of a lifetime. My own makeup for a very small role took more than 1 hour. That is the amount of patience that the brother showed towards me. Although if I wouldn't have had enough makeup, it wouldn't have made much of a difference, right? Because I was not the lead role. But that is the patience that has been taught to each and every brother here. Events grow, new things come, but then the real sadhana is to continue to do the same thing again and again, again and again. And that is what gives you perfection at the end. Do you think all of it was done because of cheers, because of claps, because of recognition? No. It was only done for Swami, Swami and Swami alone. That is the only motive that all of us have, and that is the only motive why we had all these days of practice. Real practice goes on inside the mind. Although on paper we have 7 to 8 hours, real practice continues to go on throughout the day. It goes on inside the mind. You continue thinking, okay, even if I have this small part, how best can I do that part? How best can I offer it to the Lord? Seeing teachers managing the events with so much love and so much affection, I think that is our learning process. That is what we learn from this place. That is the direct application of Swami's message. And I think if we can learn that and apply it in our own workplaces, in our own places of work where we live, I think we can become His instruments, because we have the opportunity to spread His message. And if we can do it properly, I think our lives will turn into so much more. Thank you so much for your patient hearing. Jai Sai Ram.
Tanned skin, dusty ground, hot sun, people around. Left, right, left, the only sound. Marching forward, round and round. Grids or marker, script, our tutor, you, our owner, you, the show maker. Sports meet, an opportunity to make you smile, our only priority. Thousands gathered and millions watching, it's not just an event, it's an offering. My humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. A very good morning to respected elders, dear brothers and sisters. In Kurukshetra, Arjuna prayed to Lord Krishna for his Vishwarupa darshan. We imagine that suddenly the Lord's form would have grown. Few heads popping up with lots of arms and emulations striking out. But that is not. The form does not change. It's just that he gave Arjuna the power to see and realize that form. Once, Swami asked one of the students, which form of mind you would want to see? The student replied, the Vishwarupa form. Swami then with a smile opened the window of the car and told the student to look outside at the beautiful and expansive nature. In our life, opportunities come, miracles happen every single day, but we fail to see this because we are blind to it. Sports meet is one of the most golden opportunities which never fails to light up the path of divine grace. For most of us, sports meet is never Jan 11, but it has always been the journey till Jan 11. 2 weeks before Jan 11, nobody was sure about what we are doing in Bangla. Those who participated in STILT lost their hopes as they were not able to stand on the STILT, and Bugang was a fairy tale. From that point of time till Jan 11, a big leap happened, not only externally, but in all aspects. Every practice session is that one step we take towards Him. In return, He always gives back what is best for us. Right from the beautiful ideas to the composer, the best concept to choreographer, and the perfect blend of color to the artist. Day in and day out, we always crave for His presence. One of the students dislocated his knee while practicing Bhangra. He was told to undergo a surgery because there was a fracture. But on the day of the surgery, everybody was taken aback as there was no fracture. In fact, after scanning, they told him to start walking. Is this not His divine grace? I felt His presence every time on seeing the stilters on fire running for a race, on seeing the synchronization of the bugangs, on seeing people who never danced before blend their body perfectly with the tune of Bhangra, and listening to the songs that made us close our eyes and visualize His form. From the very beginning, the annual sports and cultural meet has always been a process of learning. And the core of all the learnings is to see and realize His presence in every action. Sports meet, an opportunity to make you smile, our only priority. Thousands gathered and millions watching is not just an event. It's an offering. Seeing Your presence, seeing Your form, all I can do is to love You on and on. To love You on and on. Jai Shri Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Invoking Bhagwan's divine blessings, respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my loving Sai Ram to one and all. For the past 15 years of my life, New Year has become special because it announces the arrival of the annual sports and cultural meet. Much against the common belief, we all know that the annual sports and cultural meet does not take place on the 11th of January, but merely culminates on that day, leaving a lasting impact on both the sides of our time fabric, imparting valuable lessons in abundance that transform our life steadily. The annual sports and cultural meet is a major step in our pursuit of self-realization as we put efforts with the right attitude to enhance our inherent talent and overcome our hidden fears, undergoing a self-discovery in this beautiful journey. This is exactly the reason why our beloved Swami used to attend even the practice sessions with much enthusiasm. As for him, it was the effort, the feelings, the attitude, and the intention that went into each performance that mattered, not the final result alone. 1,000 hearts beat together as we pray to our beloved Swami to perform through each one of us. Before every practice session, we all are collectively charged. We become one. We move together, beat our hockey sticks, our fingers hitting the right note on our instruments, our limbs swaying together as we dance for our Lord, or our entire being reverberating with the feelings portrayed by the character we play. Perfection is an attribute that is gifted from faith in the divine. It is only after we surrender to Swami, having overcome our limitations, that he ties all the loose ends. The annual sports and cultural meet is a unique method for us to connect to Swami as he manifests within us in the form of self-confidence, the conviction to believe in ourselves, to be able to perform stunts carrying a 15 kg bubble ball attached to you, the power to answer pain with a smile, to be able to wipe away the beads of sweat that dance on your brow. Imagine smile on his face and letting go, suspending ourselves upside down 50-60 feet from the ground with faith in the Lord. Towards the end of the sports meet, I tried my hand at accountancy in a minimal manner, taking stock of the things that had been credited to or debited from my life in the short span. I realized that I had lost my fear, my complacent nature, laziness, and a few kilograms of weight, while I had gained. What had I gained? I had gained the power to surrender my acts, a freshly discovered reservoir of endless energy, a reason to strive for. I had learned what transforms a program into an offering. Thank you. Jasaram.
I offer my humble pranams at Swami's lotus feet. Respected elders, revered teachers, and my brothers and sisters, loving Sai Ram and a warm Sankranti greetings to all of you. The Sri Sathya Sai integral education of system, this entire integration system that we talk about, involves a lot of activities, be it sports, be it cultural, but then all these activities enable students to mold their personalities, be it in their physical, spiritual, mental, or any of these sorts. But the main motive behind all of this is perhaps only to understand our feelings towards Swami. This entire system that we talk about is basically to mold our personalities, and when they are all clubbed together, maybe we can perhaps say that the annual sports and cultural meet is the combination of all these events. So, okay, so, yeah, so I'm not getting words right now, but then, what it really means is that Swami is our guide and he alone does everything for us. Perhaps maybe we can just give an instance that if you just ruminate over what happens throughout in our lives, we'll realize that it is he who has done for us everything. So, like, whatever we are today is because of him, and Well, okay. Thank you, Sai Ram.
I thank all the speakers for sharing their thoughts and experiences and also their heartfelt sentiments about this whole journey of the annual sports and cultural meet. At the end of every campus presentation, when all students sit together in that final formation, we all shout out, "We love you, Swami." And possibly that's when all the hard work that has gone in for the last 1 month and more finds its gratification in that shouting of our hearts. To reciprocate that, we next have the Founder Chancellor's Cups, which are cups of love given from Swami to all the students of each campus for all the love and effort that they put in during the annual sports and cultural meet. I would like to request Sri K. Chakravarti Garu to come over to the dais to hand over a few of these cups. January 11th is possibly the most tiresome day for all the teachers and the students of the Sri Satya Sai Primary School. Waking up children at a time where they would want to be in the bed and then getting them all ready, 1,000 of them. The first Sri Satya Sai Primary School. This school had a very humble beginning of just 200 plus students few years back. But this year they have gone on to a strength of 750, and year by year they only grow in their strengths. Some of them actually are first generation students. And the children in the school, most of them are from local villages and the town of Puttaparthi around. A big round of applause to the Srimati Ishwaramma High School. We next have students from the Sri Siddha Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur campus. Along with all the work in the hospital that they do, they also go out of their way to put efforts for this presentation on January 11th. The students of Sri Siddha Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, College of Nursing and Allied Health Sciences. Thank you, Chakravarti sir. I would now like to request Sri Prasad Rao Garu to come over to the dais to hand over some of the cups. The students of Sri Siddha Sai Higher Secondary School. Sri Siddha Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Mudanahalli Campus. Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Vrindavan Campus. Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanthi Nilayam Campus. Thank you, Prasad Rao, sir. I would now request the physical directors of all the educational institutions to come and take Bhagwan's blessings. Mrs. K. Hemlata, Anantapur Campus. Sri R.N. Ravindra Kumar, Prashanthi Nilayam Campus. Sri T.R. Chaude Gowda, Vrindavan Campus. Sri Narasimha Murthy, Mudanahalli Campus. Sri N. Raghunath, Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School. Sri A. Vinod Kumar, Sri Satya Sai Primary School. Sri Sanjeev Kumar, Srimati Ishwarama High School. We now move on to handing over the individual championships to all the champions. To do this honor, I request Sri R.J. Ratnakar Garu to come over to the dais. We will begin with the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School. The Athletics Cup goes to Shanti House. Captain Nandakumar S, 12th Standard MPC Computer Science, and Vice Captain Krishnanand, 12th Standard MYPC. Games Cup goes to Prema House, Captain Vikas, 12th Standard MYPC, and Vice Captain Achyut Shastri, 12th Standard CAE. Talent Search Program Cup goes to Prema House, Captain Arvind Kaivalya, 12th Standard MCAE, and Vice Captain Pranav S, 12th Standard CAE. The overall house championship goes to Shanti House, Captain Rao Aditya Nagesh, 12th Standard MCAE, Vice Captain Sai Ritvik D, 12th Standard MCAE. We now move on to the individual champions from the higher secondary school. In the sub-junior category, the individual champion is R. Rishik, 9th standard. He is first in 200 meters, high jump, obstacle race, poem writing, second in 100 meters, third in 800 meters, winner of 4 into 100 meters relay, winner in Vedam group chanting, runner up in cricket and football. The individual runner up from sub juniors is K.Y. Sai Teja. 8th standard. First in 100 meters, 400 meters, 800 meters, long jump. Third in 200 meters. Winner in 4 into 100 meters relay. Runner-up in cricket and football. Moving on to junior category, the individual champion is Saurabh Suman, 11th standard. He's got first in 400 meters, long jump, triple jump, poem writing, Hindi. Second in 100 meters, 200 meters. Winner in 400 meters relay, cricket, and runner-ups in 400 meters relay and football. The individual runner-up in juniors is MVS Aditya, 10th standard. First in 200 meters, second in 400 meters, 800 meters, high jump, long jump, sack race, third in 1500 meters, winners in football, ad campaign, and runner-up in volleyball. In the senior category, we have P. Karthik as the individual champion from 12th standard. He's got first in 100 meters, 400 meters, 1500 meters, 3000 meters, first in high jump, second in long jump, winner 4 into 100 meters relay, winner 4 into 400 meters relay, football winners, volleyball winners, cricket winners, dance competition winners, basketball runner-up and dumb charad runner-up. The runner-up is Harsh Kumar, 12th standard. He's got first in long jump, triple jump, poem writing, Hindi. Second in 100 meters, 200 meters, essay writing, Hindi. Third in 400 meters, third in drawing competition, 3000 meters merit. Winner of 4 into 100 meters relay, 4 into 400 meters relay, cricket, football and volleyball. Thank you, Ratnakar sir. I would now like to request our Vice Chancellor, Professor KBR Verma sir, to come over to the dais. We will begin with the individual champions from the Mudanahalli campus. The athletic champion, Krishna Puram Anil Kumar, second year BBA. He's got 100 meters first, 200 meters first, long jump first, javelin throw second, and winner in 4 into 100 meters relay. The athletics runner-up, Maniram Santosh, second year BBA. He's got high jump first, triple jump first, long jump second, and 4 into 100, 400 meters relay winner. The cultural champion, Ajay Mukund S, third year integrated MCA, Stotram competition first, first in Vedam chanting, sketching competition first, painting competition third, and 10,000 meters merit. The cultural runner-up, Y. Aditya Narayana, third year BBA, instrumental competition first, model making first, stotram competition second, and Vedam chanting level 2 second. We now move on to the Brindavan campus, the athletics champion. the athletics champion Soma Shreyas, third year BCom. He's got first in 100 meters, 200 meters, 400 meters, high jump, 10,000 meters merit, 4 into 100 meters relay winners and orchestra winners. The athletics runner-up, Uttam Kumar, second year BCom honors. He secured first in javelin throw, triple jump, second in 200 meters, 400 meters long jump, and 4 into 400 meters relay winners. The cultural champion, Sai Shankaran Narayanan, third year BCom honors. He secured first in percussion, Sanskrit elocution, second in individual Vedam chanting level 1, second in Stotram chanting and explanation, and Vedam explanation. The cultural runner-up, Nitin Ranganathan, third year BCom honors. He secured first in English elocution, individual Vedam chanting level 1, Vedam explanation, third in Hindi elocution, winners in ball badminton and debate. We now move on to the Prashanthi Nilam campus undergraduate section. The athletics champion is Tota Sujendra, second year BSc honors. First in 100 meters, 200 meters, 400 meters discus throw, second in long jump, winner in 4 into 100 meters relay, 4 into 400 meters relay, cricket and volleyball. The athletics runner-up, Palzor Tamang, third year BA honors in economics. He's got first in 10,000 meters, 1500 meters, 5,000 meters, 800 meters, javelin throw, second in painting, third in badminton, third in table tennis, winner in 4 into 400 meters relay, cricket, football, orchestra, volleyball, runner-up badminton and table tennis. The cultural champion, Anup Mukhia, second year BSc honors. He secured first in painting, short story competition, sketching, second in tennis, winners in cricket, drama, football, orchestra, and runner-up in tennis. The cultural runner-up, K. Unni Narayanan Srinivasan, third year BSc honors in economics. He's got first in mono acting, second in photography, second in short story competition, third in hammer throw, winners in drama, football and volleyball. Moving on to the postgraduate section, the athletics champion, Ashish Bareilly, first year MA in economics. He secured first in 800 meters long jump, triple jump, second in 100 meters, third in 1500 meters, 10,000 meters merit, winner in 4 into 100 meters relay and basketball. The athletics runner-up, Matru Jyoti Patnaik, second MSc in Biosciences. He secured first in 10,000 meters, 1500 meters, 5,000 meters, second in 800 meters, winners in 4 into 400 meters relay, basketball and cricket. The cultural champion in the postgraduate section, Yashwant Mukhiya, first MSc Bioscience. He got first in photography, poster making, second in modeling competition and painting. The cultural runner-up for postgraduate section, S. Saisham Sundar, first MBA. He's got first in modeling competition, stotram, yoga competition, and third in sketching. We now move on to the individual championships for the Sri Satsang Institute of Higher Learning Anantapur campus.
I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagavan. Respected elders, dear sisters, brothers, and my dear students, loving Sairam to one and all. It is my honor to read out the names of the athletics, cultural, and fine arts champions for the academic year 2017-2018 of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur campus. Athletic championship for undergraduates goes to Kumari Priyanka Antil of third BCom honors. First in 200 meters, first in 400 meters, first in long jump, second in hammer throw, second in javelin throw, also tennis singles winners, tennis doubles runner up, first in 4 into 100 meters relay, first in 4 into 400 meters relay, basketball winners, coco winners, and orchestra merit. Athletics runner-up goes to Kumari Jyoti of 3rd BSc in Food Science and Nutrition. First in javelin throw, first in shot put, second in 100 meter hurdles, second in discus throw, also second in 4 into 400 meters relay, winners in throw ball, runner-up in coco. Cultural championship for undergraduates goes to Kumari Sri Lakshmi of 2nd BSc in Food and Nutritional Sciences. First in classical music, first in Vedam chanting, third in light music, also orchestra merit, basketball winners. Cultural runner-up goes to Kumari Yukti Pandey of 2nd BSc honors. First in mono acting, second in creative writing Hindi, third in Hindi elocution, also table tennis doubles runner-up. Fine Arts Championship for undergraduates goes to Kumari Sumani Rai of 2nd BSc Honours. First in bookmark craft, first in flower craft, second in creative carving, second in mono acting, second in objective drawing, and also first in one act play, orchestra merit. Fine Arts runner-up for undergraduate goes to Kumari Viswarupa of 2nd BSc Honours. First in floor art, first in jewelry designing, second in wealth out of waste, also first in group dance, semi-classical, first in orchestra. Athletic championship for postgraduates goes to Kumari Devi of 1st MSc in Food and Nutritional Sciences. First in 100 meters, first in 200 meters, first in 800 meters, first in long jump, second in high jump, also third in badminton doubles, winner of badminton singles and ball badminton runner-up. Athletics runner-up goes to Kumari Tejasvi Uma Bharati of 2nd MSc in Food and Nutritional Sciences. First in 400 meters, second in 100 meters, second in 200 meters, second in long jump, also first in 4 into 100 meters relay, first in 4 into 400 meters relay, Coco winners. Cultural championship for postgraduates goes to Kumari Kanchan Kumar of 1st MBA. First in English elocution, first in mono acting, second in creative writing Hindi. Cultural runner-up goes to Kumari Jayashree Reddy of 1st MSc in Biosciences. First in Telugu elocution, second in classical dance, second in creative writing Telugu. Championship for postgraduates goes to A. Bhavana of 2nd MBA. First in bookmark craft, first in ethnic painting, second in collage art, second in flower craft, second in objective drawing, also volleyball winners. Fine Arts runner-up for postgraduate goes to Kumari Priyanka Tiwari of 2nd MBA. Second in bookmark craft, second in creative carving, second in floor art, also second in discus throw, second in javelin throw, second in shot put, first in group dance semi-classical, Coco winners. Thank you, Saira.
In the life of a student in Somers institutions, the valedictory function of the annual sports and cultural meet marks the end of a very eventful phase of our life. Post this, it's all about end semesters, final exams, and all of that. All the eventful phase of our life finishes here. It's possibly the most nostalgic phase of our life when we look back, when we pass out from these institutions. And there is nothing better to put an end to this phase than Bhagwan's words for us. So dearest Swami, we pray that you bless us with your divine benediction on this day. Thank you.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులైన విద్యార్థులారా, విద్యార్థినియులారా, అధ్యాపకులారా,
స్టూడెంట్స్ ఎంబాడిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ డివైన్ లవ్, మెన్ స్టూడెంట్స్, విమెన్ స్టూడెంట్స్ అండ్ టీచర్స్,
బాయ్స్ అండ్ గర్ల్స్ అండ్ టీచర్స్, ప్రతి కార్యమునందు కూడాను కలిసి మెలిసి మెలగాలి.
ఇన్ ఆల్ వర్క్స్ ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ ది స్మాల్ ఇన్సిగ్నిఫికెంట్ వర్క్ దేర్ షుడ్ బి టుగెదర్నెస్.
ఈనాడు అట్టి కలియక కేవలం ఆటపాటలు ఎందు ఉండినప్పటికీ
దేర్ ఈస్ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ యూనిటీ ఇన్
మధ్య మధ్య సంకుచితమైనటువంటి భావములు రేకెత్తిస్తుంటాయి.
బట్ ఈవెన్ దే హియర్ అండ్ దేర్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ యూ డెవలప్ సమ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్
ఆటలు పాటలు, ఇవన్నీ కూడాను ఆరోగ్య ఆనంద నిమిత్తమై ఏర్పడినటువంటివి.
ఇన్ ది ఓల్డ్ అండ్ ఏన్షియంట్ డేస్ స్పోర్ట్స్ అండ్ గేమ్స్ వర్ అండర్టేకన్ ఫర్ హెల్త్ అండ్ వన్స్ ఓన్ ఫిజికల్ వెల్ బీయింగ్,
ఆనంద జీవితాన్ని గడిపే నిమిత్తము,
ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు లివ్ ఏ
ఆరోగ్యవంతమైన జీవితాన్ని గడిపే నిమిత్తము,
ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు లివ్ ఏ హెల్తీ అండ్ హ్యాపీ లైఫ్
ఆటలు పాటలు ఏర్పడినాయి.
దీస్ గేమ్స్ అండ్ స్పోర్ట్స్ హావ్ టేకన్ దేర్ ఆరిజిన్ ఫర్ దిస్.
కానీ ఈనాడు ఈ ఆనందము ఆరోగ్యం అనేటువంటి విషయాన్ని మర్చిపోతున్నారు.
బట్ టుడే వీఆర్ ఫర్గెటింగ్ ది వెరీ పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ స్పోర్ట్స్ అండ్ గేమ్స్ బీయింగ్ ది హెల్త్.
ఇవన్నీ కూడా ఒక వ్యాపార సంబంధమైనటువంటి ఒక వృత్తులుగా భావిస్తున్నారు.
వీఆర్ కన్వర్టింగ్ దెమ్ ఇంటూ ఏ టైప్ ఆఫ్ బిజినెస్,
స్వార్థపరమైనటువంటి ఒక జీవితాన్ని ప్రవేశపెట్టున్నారు.
వీఆర్ ఇంట్రడ్యూసింగ్ సెల్ఫిష్నెస్,
తద్వారానే ఇతనికి ఆనందము శాంతి లేకపోతున్నది.
ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ వీ లూజ్ జాయ్, హ్యాపీనెస్.
శాంతి 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 లేదని వేస్తుంటే ఏ విధంగా శాంతి మనకు లభిస్తుంది?
యూ ఆర్ ఆస్పైరింగ్ టు హ్యావ్ పీస్, హౌ కెన్ యూ గెట్ పీస్? యూ షుడ్ నో ది వే.
ఏ కార్యము, ఏ క్రియ, ఏ నిమిత్తమై ఏర్పడినటువంటిదో ఆ నిమిత్తము దీనిని అనుభవించటం లేదు.
వీఆర్ నాట్ ఎంజాయింగ్ థింగ్స్ ది పర్పస్ ఫర్ విచ్ దే ఆర్ మెంట్.
దానిని దుర్వినియోగం చేస్తున్నారు.
వీఆర్ అబ్యూజింగ్ దెమ్, మిస్యూజింగ్ దెమ్.
ఏదైనా ఒక పాట పాడాలంటే ఎంత ఇస్తారు వ్యాపారం?
వెన్ వీఆర్ ఆస్క్డ్ టు గివ్ ఎ సాంగ్,
ఈనాడు క్రికెట్ అని కానీ టెన్నిస్ అని కానీ ఇలాంటి స్పోర్ట్స్ అంతా దీనికంతా పెద్ద ధనం, లక్షలు లక్షలు అంతా కూడా ప్రోగు చేస్తున్నారు.
వెదర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫర్ దిస్ మ్యూజిక్ ఆర్ పర్టికులర్లీ ఇన్ ది గేమ్స్ అండ్ స్పోర్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ టుడే,
ఈ ఆట పాటల వ్యాపారంగా మారిపోయిందో మానవత్వం కోల్పోతుంది.
The moment sports and games are converted into such big business,
manavatvani kolipoyin tarvata shanti anetundi ati duranga cheltundi.
The humanity is destroyed with that
swartha paramanta shanti e matram kodunu cheradu.
Where there is selfishness there cannot be peace.
Kalukane desha bhasha vesha sampradayamlu veru veru ainappatikini andaru kodunu okka atma swarupunainatundi bhavani అభివృద్ధి గావించుకోవాలి.
దేర్ మే బి డిఫరెన్సెస్ ఇన్ ద కంట్రీ, ఇన్ ద లాంగ్వేజ్, ఇన్ ద డ్రెస్ అండ్ ఇన్ ద కల్చర్.
ఇందులో ఉండేటువంటి ఆనందము మరి ఎందునూ కనరాదు.
బట్ దేర్ మస్ట్ బి ఎ ఫీలింగ్ ఆఫ్ యూనిటీ ఇన్ అస్, దెన్ ఓన్లీ వీ కెన్ గెట్ రియల్ జాయ్.
గడిచిన 5 దినముల నుండి కూడాను మన విద్యార్థులు విద్యార్థినీయులు చాలా ఆనందముతో ఎట్టి శ్రమలు కూడాను కనిపించకుండా ఉత్సాహంతో రూతులుగుతున్నారు.
ఇన్ ది పాస్ట్ 5 డేస్ both the boys and girls of our university have participated in the sports of games with a lot of enthusiasm, joy.
Kevalamu vidyarthulaku maatrame kaadu,
this is not confined only to the students.
Idi adhyapakulu yokka baadhyata kuda untundali.
There is a responsibility of the teachers also.
Adhyapakulu kevalam oka vyaktigatamainti yokka dinni maatrame taaru vicharana chestunnaru.
Teachers are considering from their own individual point of view.
Edo oka adhyapakudu physics, inkoka adhyapakudu chemistry, inkoka adhyapakudu mathematics, ilanti paathamulu maatrame classroom nandu cheppi tama yokka baadhyata muginchukovatam prayatnistunnaru.
The teachers may be they are feeling that their responsibility is only to the classroom to teach either the physics, mathematics or chemistry.
Vyaktigata baadhyame kaakunda samasthi baadhyatanu kuda tamu vahinchali.
There is not merely the individual responsibility, but there is a collective responsibility.
ఈ ఆట పాటలంటే అధ్యాపకుల యొక్క సమస్తి అధికారం,
ఇన్ విత్
బాధ్యత.
with reference to the sports and games, there is a collective responsibility and duty of all the teachers.
Kani Jugano Ajapakal Adikanga Palguratale.
But unfortunately today the teachers are not participating in large numbers. We have to also examine the reason as to why the teachers are not
participating.
In Vrindavan, for the past 1 month, all the teachers and all the students are striving and working together.
Anantapuram nandu kudanu aneka mandi teachers unta deenlo palgoni ee vidyarthulaku taginatvanti utsaha protsaha andistunnaru.
Even in Anantapur campus, many teachers are joining together and offering a lot of encouragement.
Ee entintikante adhika bhaganga kudanu mana primary school lopala undinatvanti vaadu chaala adhikanga seddanu abhivruddhi chestunnaru.
The teachers in the primary school, compared to these two, in a greater measure than the other people, they are putting in their effort in order to It is not great to encourage and enthuse the grown-up the innocents, the children in their tender age, the children who really do not know what games and what sports mean, what a great Herculean task it is to teach them and train them and make them participate. The students are of the age of 4 years. Parents find it an extraordinarily difficult task even to look after
towards children.
What a great difficult task it is to train 700 such small kids and give them a training comparable to the standards.
In 4 hours, lechi, variki snanalu cheyinchi, variki dressulu veyinchi, vari aneka rakamainatundi yokka sareinatundi sthitilo teechiditunnaru.
They get up as early as 4 o'clock, take up various things like getting them ready, getting them dressed up, the small children. All such things are done by
ee vidhanga mana prashantanamlo undinatundi campus loni inta adbhutamainatundi త్యాగమయమైనటువంటి ప్రేమమయమైనటువంటి యొక్క జీవితాన్ని గడుపుతూ ఉండగా,
వెన్ దెర్ ఆర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ స్కూల్ హూ ఆర్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఎన్ ఐడియల్ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ సాక్రిఫైస్
ప్రిన్సిపల్
వెదర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ద వార్డెన్ ఆర్ ద ప్రిన్సిపల్
టీచర్స్ అందరూ కూడా ఒక్క తాటి పైన ఒక్క మాట పైన నడుస్తున్నారు.
దే ఆర్ మూవింగ్ on one word and one voice. There is a total unity of purpose, and
anduvalane ekkada ee unity undo akkade purity untundali.
Where there is unity, there is purity.
Ekkada aa purity undo akkade divinity untundali.
Where there is purity, there is divinity.
Mundu ee yokka aata paatalu inde ga maatrame kaakunda ఆదర్శవంతమైనటువంటి ఒక విద్యార్థులుగా తయారు చేయవలసినటువంటి బాధ్యత ఈ అధ్యాపకులైతే ఉంటుండదు.
దీస్ టీచర్స్ హ్యావ్ ది రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ ఆఫ్ నాట్ మెర్లీ ట్రైనింగ్ ది స్టూడెంట్స్ ఇన్ స్పోర్ట్స్ అండ్ గేమ్స్ బట్ ఇన్ మేకింగ్ దెమ్ ఐడియల్ అండ్ గుడ్ సిటిజన్స్.
విద్యార్థులు చాలా గుణవంతులు.
స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్
శ్రద్ధాభక్తి కలిగినటువంటి వారు.
దే హావ్ గాట్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్.
కానీ వీరికి సరైనటువంటి యొక్క ప్రోత్సాహ ఉత్సాహం ఇచ్చేటువంటి వ్యక్తులు తక్కువగా ఉంటున్నారు.
బట్ దేర్ ఆర్ వెరీ ఫ్యూ పీపుల్ హు ఆర్ ప్రిపేర్డ్ టు గివ్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఎంకరేజ్మెంట్.
వారికి కొంత సలహా కూడా సరైన రీతిగా అందించాలి.
దేర్ ఇస్ నీడ్ ఫర్ ప్రొవైడింగ్.
ఆ విధంగా అందిస్తే మన విద్యార్థులు యావత్ ప్రపంచమునకే ఆదర్శవంతమైనటువంటి విద్యార్థులుగా తయారు కావడంకు ఏమాత్రం కూడా సందేహం లేదు.
గివన్ ప్రాపర్ ఎంకరేజ్మెంట్ అండ్ మెటీరియల్ సపోర్ట్ దే కెన్ మేక్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ యాజ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ ఫర్ ది ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్. I have no doubt whatsoever about
vidyarthulu classulu endukodanu o grade.
Students get o grade even in their academic
work. O grade anaga 90% raavatam.
O grade means they should get 90% of marks.
Ee 90% anetundi inni karyakramamlo vellu palgonu kodanu inta shraddha bhaktitto chalutunnarante vidyarthulu yokka shakti samarthyamlu chaala aanandinchavalasinattundi.
when you can see they are participating in sports and games the way that they have done, and they are getting more grade, you can just see how extraordinary talented
students.
These are not bestowed on them by the professors.
ఈ విద్యార్థుల యొక్క కృషి చాలా తీవ్రంగా ఉంటుంటారు.
The efforts made by the students is rather.
దీనికంత మూల కారణము స్వామి పైన ఉన్నటువంటి ప్రేమ అనే దీనికి కారణం. అందరూ ఇక్కడ స్వామిని గురించే వచ్చారు, కానీ మరొక విద్యను గురించి వారు రాలేదు.
The students have been able to achieve on account of their love for Swami. They have come here only for the sake of Swami.
అలాంటి విద్యార్థులకు అధ్యాపకుడును తగినటువంటి చేదోడు వాదోడుగా ఉంటుంటే ఇంక ఎంతైనా కూడా వారి అభివృద్ధికి రాగలరు.
If the teachers also can extend a little help and encouragement to the students can shine.
ఈ విధమైన యొక్క ఆదర్శవంతమైనటువంటి దివ్యమైనటువంటి ఈ పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఆధ్యాత్మిక తత్వాన్ని వీరు క్రోడీకరించకుండా వినపోతే ఈ కాలేజీని ఎందుకు స్థాపించాలి?
If such sacred, spiritual, divine aspects are not explained and taught, why should we start?
ప్రపంచంలో కావాల్సిన సమస్తలంతా ఉంటున్నాయి.
There are millions of institutions in the world.
మన సంస్కృతికి సంబంధించినటువంటి ఒక దివ్యమైన భావాలను మీరు బోధించాలి.
There is a need for explaining the sacred
parts of our culture.
Along with this, they have to learn the subjects also.
కనుకని ఈ సబ్జెక్ట్స్ అంతా కూడా నువ్వు కేవలం విద్యా రూపంలో రూపొందుతుంది.
The subjects will have to fit into the framework of the total life here.
Vidya vivekam kosam.
Education is meant for
krushi kuti kosam.
Education is meant for discrimination.
Kaani ee naadu vidya kuti kosam ga maaripothundadi.
But today education is becoming a means of earning
money. Ee viruddhamainatundi margam.
This is a contradictory approach.
Ee margaanni pillalaku bodhincharadu.
We should not teach to the students this
chadugutho paatu samskaram kudanu kaliginchali.
Along with this education, there is need for bringing about transformation in their mind.
Kaluka ee shraddha paktrunu adhyapakulu abhruthi gaavinchukunnappude itvanti samasthalu kudanu entaina unnata sthayini chendutayi.
These institutions will be able to reach the highest levels only when the teachers also develop this kind of approach based upon
ఒక విద్యార్థి చెడిపోతే ఆ విద్యార్థి మాత్రమే చెడిపోగలడు.
ఇఫ్ ఎ స్టూడెంట్ ఇస్ స్పాయిల్డ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ కన్వర్టెడ్
అధ్యాపకులు ఒకరు చెడిపోతే అనేక వందల మంది చెడిపోతారు.
ఇఫ్ వన్ టీచర్ ఇస్ స్పాయిల్డ్ హండ్రెడ్స్ ఆఫ్
ప్రపంచంలో ఉంటున్నటువంటి అనేక ఉద్యోగాల లోపల కూడా అధ్యాపక ఉద్యోగం చాలా శ్రేష్టమైనటువంటిది.
అమంగ్ ఆల్ ద జాబ్స్ అండ్ ప్రొఫెషన్స్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ ద టీచర్స్ ప్రొఫెషన్ ఇస్ ద నోబ్లెస్ట్.
ఇది గురుస్థానంతో చెందినటువంటి.
దిస్ హెస్ గాట్ ద స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ గురు.
అట్టి సర్వులు సరైన రీతిగా కోవా గురు యోహి హితోపదేష్ట హితవును శ్రేయస్సును బోధించడానికి ప్రయత్నించాలి.
ఎ రియల్ టీచర్ షుడ్ ఆల్వేస్ టీచ్ వాట్ ఈస్ గుడ్ ఫర్ ది స్టూడెంట్, వాట్ ఈస్ ఫర్ దేర్ వెల్ఫేర్ అండ్ ఫర్ దేర్ ఓన్ ప్రాస్పరిటీ.
ఇది అధ్యాపకులకు విద్యార్థులకు ఉండిన సన్ని సంబంధ బాంధవ్యం.
దిస్ ఈస్ ద ట్రూ రిలేషన్షిప్ which should exist on the basis of mutuality between the teachers and the students.
ee rakamainatundi sambandha bandhavyamunu mana yokka institute lo abhirudhi kavali.
In our institute there is a need for developing these sacred thoughts and sacred relationship.
kaluku variki teliyakunda undavachunu ee pandlo manam praveshinchavachuno praveshinchakoodado ani sandeham undavachunu.
They may have some difficulties whether we can undertake and participate
in this action.
There is no need for entertaining.
నీ విద్యార్థులపై నీకు సమస్త హక్కులు ఉంటున్నాయి.
You have got every right your with reference to your own students.
కనుక అందులో పాల్గొని
you should participate.
వారికి తనే అనేక రకమైనటువంటి ఉత్సాహం అందించాలి.
Offer encouragement and enthusiasm in the students.
ఈ విధంగా ప్రోత్సాహం ఉత్సాహం అందించినప్పుడే విద్యార్థులు ఎంతటి ఆదర్శవంతమైనటువంటి ఉత్తమ భావాలైనా అభివృద్ధి గావించుకోగలరు.
Do students will be able to cultivate and develop sacred ideas and thoughts only when such enthusiasm and encouragement
are offered. ఇంకా ముందుందైనాను మన ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్ వాళ్ళు తగినటువంటి శ్రద్ధను వహించి తగిన విజయం లోపల ఆదర్శవంతమైన విద్యార్థులుగా తయారు గావిస్తారని నేను ఆశిస్తూ ఆశీర్వదిస్తూ నా యొక్క ప్రసంగాన్ని విరమిస్తున్నాను. भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं, हरि भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं, हरि नाम बिना आनंद.
Thank you. गाए मंगल गाए हम सब मिलकर मंगल गाए भगवान सत्य साई भगवान साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान सब सुख जीवन साई भगवान
भगवान सत्य साई भगवान सत्य साई Kilandeshwari,
Kilandeshwari,
Mangal.
शुभ करे माता महेश्वरी मंगल शुभ करे माता महेश्वरी राजीव लोचन सज राजेश्वरी
Oh.
shanti, 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 samasta loka, sukhino bhavantu, samasta loka, sukhino bhavantu, samasta loka,
Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai.